Your doll. Torvald, I was your Skylark, your doll, which you would in future treat with doubly gentle care, because it was so brittle and fragile. It was then it dawned upon me that I have two eavesdroppers behind me.
Well, keep going, Mother.
Nothing doing. Drink your juice.
Oh, come on. Why not? We're dying to hear you.
Nope.
I read something in one of Pop's medical books. Assuming a negative attitude towards a child can give him a complex.
At the risk of complexing you, no.
No what?
Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning, kids.
Good morning, darling. Well, brief me so I can take sides.
Mom's been rehearsing this doll's house stuff for 2 weeks, and we haven't heard anything.
Yeah, come on, Mother, perform.
I'm not a trained seal.
What's the play about, anyway? Doll's house. Is it for kids?
Oh, it's a classic, Jeff. This man Torvald, well, he treats his wife like she was his plaything. He lavishes all sorts of expensive gifts on her like every day was Christmas. Finally, she just can't stand anymore.
What's wrong with her? Is she weak in the head?
You see, Mother, you're leaving him in total ignorance. All because you rehearse in the bedroom with the door locked.
It's your room, too. Force her out in the open.
Oh, as a matter of fact, you know, your podium players are not going to be able to perform in a barricaded bedroom.
Yeah, you'll have to face an audience sometime.
Why not start with us? We're friendly.
No, it's silly. Eggs and raisin bread don't go with Ibsen.
Oh, come on, Mother. You have to face
come on, yes,
sometime.
Whoa. Let your mother alone. She doesn't want to perform. She probably has her reasons.
Very good reasons.
Listen, Torvald. I was your little Skylark, your doll, which you would in future treat with doubly gentle care because it was so brittle and fragile. Torvald, it was then it dawned upon me that for 8 years I'd been living with a strange man and had borne him 3 children. I shudder to think of it. I could tear myself into little bits. I could tear myself into little bits.
What do you think?
Well, no one expects the podium players to be the theater guild.
Well, at least Mother has a... Well, she has a lot of nerve.
What does podium players mean?
Oh, well, they don't walk around while they're acting. They just sit on high stools and speak their parts.
Don't you think Mom would be safer if she kept moving?
Won't you join me?
Thank you, but I made some cuts in the script and I have to explain them to the rest of the cast.
Oh.
You'll find that yours is quite a bit shorter. It won't be nearly the strain on you.
Lydia, I'm worried. I've never done anything like this before. But you're doing much better than I expected.
Am I really?
Of course. Anyway, you have such beauty and charm that the audience will overlook any dramatic shortcomings. Oh, I added some stage directions here.
Oh, yes.
That's the way I did it when I played it in Glens Falls.
No, I just can't imagine why they didn't give you the part.
I was appointed director, and I must bow to the powers that be. Now, you mustn't get panicky. The trick is in thinking inwardly, never acting, but being,
feeling, sensing, knowing. Not from the commonplace level of Donna Stone, but as the tender, delicate, sensitive woman that Nora is.
Delicate, sensitive. Yes, well, I just hope that I can...
Oh, darling, I know you're frightened and confused, but I haven't a qualm in the world about you. We'll just work, 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 and you'll make a memorable Nora. I don't care how long it takes. Well, bye-bye, darling. See you at rehearsal. Bye, Lydia.
Now, remember, when she comes back, it's just a little amateur group, and they're performing for charity, so let's all be a little tactful.
Right. We won't tell her the truth.
Any of those cracks in front of Mother, Jeff.
Don't worry about me.
That was Lydia Langley.
Oh.
Oh, Chunky's mother.
She's really very nice.
Wish I could say the same for Chunky.
What did she tell you?
Well, she said I'd make a memorable Nora. And she doesn't care how long it takes. Funny, when she said it, it sounded all right. She's such a perfectionist.
Well, I suppose that comes from all those years on the stage. Mm. Oh, you sounded plenty good to us.
Did I?
You know it. You were great.
Look, you can be honest with me. I know I'm no Bernhardt. And if you have any suggestions...
No, no.
I know I have my shortcomings.
Well, maybe if you didn't wave your hands around so much.
Yes, and, well, maybe if you didn't scream quite so loud.
And maybe if you didn't...
If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Our tackling dinner wasn't such a good idea after all. Now I'm convinced.
Well, it's better than going out, Daddy. Well, we'd make Mother feel she's neglecting us for the stage.
Oh, hi. Oh. I'm sorry I'm late.
Darling, you're just in the nick of time.
You're angels, both of you.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, I tell you, it was that second act curtain. All I had to do was... throw out my arms to Torvald and say, here she is. And no matter how I did it, here she is, here she is, here she is. Lydia was unhappy.
Let her be unhappy. Who cares?
Well, the only thing that's going to make her happy is if she gets to play Nora herself. Do you know, I honestly think she's trying to discourage me.
Oh.
Oh, well, you sounded plenty good to us.
Oh, don't start that again. I'm just tired of being patronized. For 2 cents, you know, I just...
Howdy.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Jeff.
Yes, ma'am?
Turn around.
Oh, here he is. Here he is. Here he is.
That's no joking matter.
Boy, who hung that on you?
A fella.
What fella?
The fella I was fighting with.
I suppose if I examine this fella in the morning, I'll see 2 black eyes?
Now that you mention it, no. He got off clean.
Well, how come? Was he bigger than you?
No, he just happened to be on top most of the time.
Well, who is it? I want to talk to his mother.
No, Mom, you can't do that.
Darling, in the lexicon of youth, it's much better to take a beating than to go hollering to the other boy's mother.
Well, if Jeff started a fight and beat up on some boy, I'd want to know about it. The other boy did start the fight, didn't he?
Well, technically, no.
You started? Why?
Some fellas don't understand anything but a sock in the eye. Only trouble is, I missed and he connected.
Well, then it serves you right. But if it ever happens again, I'm going to punish you. Do you understand?
All right. All right, goodbye.
Pop, can I talk to you a minute?
No, I'm pretty busy right now, son.
I need a medical opinion. What I want to know is, can you patch this up so Mom won't notice it?
Well, you met that fellow again,
huh? Yeah.
Well, I can help with the eye, but you'll have to see a tailor about that shirt.
I'll change it before dinner.
Now then. No, that's pretty tender, but this won't hurt much. Lift it up. Close your eye. No, I know. Now open it up. Open your eye. Now, before I tint that bruise and destroy the evidence, I want to hear that this other boy swung first.
Well, you could hear it, but it wouldn't be true.
All right. Who was it and why did you hit him?
Well, if I tell you, I promise not to tell Mom.
No, I'm not making any blind deals. Now, Jeff, look, we've always had a nice relationship. When you broke the basement window, you came right out and told me. I didn't run to Mother. I just put in a new pane.
And when the hole appeared in the new rug, I didn't tell Mom he dropped sulfuric acid.
See, that's a very rare relationship. We understand each other. Now, who was it and why did you hit him?
Well,
Alex!
Uh-oh.
Be right out, dear.
Well, sir, I've had it.
Had what, darling?
All through rehearsal, she kept jabbing me with those sugar-coated needles. I did exactly what she told me, and do you know what she said
to
me?
Do you mind telling me later? I've got...
Darling, you're supposed to be his little skylark, not his magpie. Darling, you're being terribly conscientious. But it's going to take much, much longer than I thought.
You keep plugging. I'm a little busy.
After 2 hours of rehearsing, here she is. She suddenly decided upon, here she is. So I said, there you are, and turned in my script.
What?
Yes, indeedy.
What did you do that for?
What are you... Have you been fighting again?
Well, technically...
Don't use that word again. Alex, really?
You came to me as a patient. Doctor mustn't violate a patient's confidence.
Well, he's not my patient. Now, why have you been fighting?
Well, I just don't happen to like this fella.
That's no reason.
I guess I just like to fight.
You won't tell me, hmm? All right. You'll have dinner alone in your room. No allowance and no movies for a month. Now, go on. Go on upstairs.
What a raw deal. Two black eyes for nothing.
I know you don't approve of my punishing. What did he say?
Two black eyes for nothing.
Well, what does that mean?
She got me.
Mother and Daddy, you'll never guess what.
What?
Were you just getting home from school?
Well, I was over at Lucy Little's doing my homework, and, well, that's how I found out.
Found out what?
I know who Jeff has been fighting with.
Well, who?
Who?
Well, you see, Lucy and I were studying in her room, and, well, it was so hot that I just had to open the window, and, well, I looked down the street, and I saw them fighting. Then I yelled at them, but they didn't hear me.
Who was he fighting with?
Before I tell you, you better sit down.
Would you just tell me, please?
Okay, but Daddy, you get ready to catch her.
This child builds suspense. Hitchcock could use her.
Mary, who was it?
Chunky.
Chunky?
Well, Chunky Langley, your director's son.
Correction, ex-director's son. Your mother quit the play.
Two black eyes for nothing. Dinner will be a little late tonight.
Where are you going?
To interview my ex-director.
When the whole thing was past, as far as you were concerned, it was exactly as before. I was your little skylark, your doll, which in future you would treat with doubly gentle care because it was so brittle and fragile. Torvald, it was then it dawned upon me.
Darling, come in.
Thank you.
I was just brushing up on Nora. It's too late, of course, to get anyone else for the part.
Well, I hope it won't be too big a burden on you.
Well, you left me in rather a predicament, but I'm not going to try to change your mind. You haven't changed your mind, have you?
I came to find out why Jeff was fighting with your Chunky.
Why, Charles, fighting? I can't believe it.
We have two black eyes to prove it.
Heavens, this is awful. Charles, Charles, come down here, please. Well, I never heard of such a thing.
Well, I'm not saying that it's Charles's fault. Jeff admits that he hit first, but this is the second fight they've had, and, well, Jeff is running out of eyes.
Come, Charles. Come here, dear. Come.
Hello, Charles.
Hi.
Not hi. How do you do, Mrs. Stone?
How do you do, Mrs. Stone?
Is it true you beat up Mrs. Stone's little boy?
Yeah.
You will apologize to Mrs. Stone.
Well, why? I didn't beat her up.
Apologize.
Lydia, I don't want an apology. All I want to know is how did the fight start?
Well, he took a poke at me and I clobbered him. What he don't know about fighting, he could write in a book.
Charles, what he doesn't know about fighting.
Never mind the grammar. Now, why did he take a poke at you?
Answer her, Charles.
Well, do I have to?
You most certainly do.
Because I said, as an actress, you're strictly from hunger.
What a dreadful thing to say.
Well, you said it first.
Oh, how children will misinterpret. Apparently, he overheard me telling my husband that you had a real hunger for the stage and that if I were very strict with you, you would blossom into an actress.
Instead, Jeff blossomed out with two black eyes. It does seem a shame to get two black eyes for nothing.
I don't quite understand.
You know, for the first time, I do have a hunger for the stage. You won't be annoyed if I change my mind?
Oh, of course not, darling. Delighted.
All right, I'll see you at rehearsal tomorrow. Oh, and speaking of misinterpreting, I think from now on I'll interpret the part my way, without all the arm-waving and screaming. Good night, Lydia.
Young man, I could tear you into little bits.
Jeff? Jeff, will you come down here, please? Chunky told me. Strictly from hunger.
Well, you sounded plenty good to me. Hey, what's this?
It's my script. Figure if you can take a few black eyes from me, I can take a few barbs from Lydia Langley.
That's the old pepper. You stick with the plan, I'll take all the lickings Chunky can dish out.
What?
Oh, a clod like that. He's going to say it again, and I'll have to start swinging. You know how it comes out.
Well, maybe we can do something about that. Now, how do you stand? Oh! According to this book, you're just a little off balance. Now, put that left foot forward just a little bit. There, that's good.
Mom, this isn't something you learn from a book.
Don't be silly. The man at the store says he sells a lot of them.
There must be a lot of mothers teaching their sons how to fight.
Get into position. Lower your chin. Raise your left shoulder. All right. Now you're ready for the... the left jab. All right. Now jab.
No, no, it's straight. That's good. Hold it.
Now, the left jab is followed by the right cross.
All right, now watch. Jab, cross, jab, cross. All right, go ahead, try it. Jab, cross, jab, cross. Ah, that's wonderful. Come on now, let's move, huh? Okay.
Jab, cross, jab, cross, jab, cross, jab, cross.
Mother, if you want to learn how to fight, I'm afraid you're taking lessons from the wrong fellow.
She's teaching me.
Does Daddy know about this?
Well, he's at the hospital. We're going to surprise him. All right, now the defense against the left jab and the right cross. The weight is shifted right. Position directly. Okay. Try to hit me.
Gee, Mom, I don't think I'll hurt you.
Oh, you can't. Come on.
Okay.
You can't get a girl, Mom.
I've had a girl. Come on, Mom. Hit him.
You can't even touch me.
Sit down. You okay?
Fine. It was very good.
Oh, you little assassin.
Well, I didn't mean to. What did you do that was wrong?
She forgot to duck. I don't know what your book says, but you don't block with your chin. We have those.
Hey, what are you doing?
When my wife steps out on the stage Friday night to play the lead in the Doll's House, I don't want to see a punch-drunk stumble bump. Head for the showers. All right, my friend. Get him up. Come on.
Mary, isn't your father home yet?
No, and neither is Jeff.
Oh, it's almost time for the show to start. I should be there.
Mother, take it easy.
I'm so jittery. Let me see now, my first speech. I forgot. Oh, yes. Hide the Christmas tree carefully, Helen. Be sure the children do not see it until the... Oh, Jeff, wait, where have you been? Have you seen your father?
Nope.
Well, change your What have you been doing?
Oh, settling a little beef. Chunky said it again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I said, take it back, and he said, try and make me. So I did. I hit him with everything in the book.
Well, did you win?
Did I win? You are now the best actress in town, including his own mother.
Oh, no. I just wish I believed it. All right, now change your clothes. Mary, help him. And you two come to school with your father. I've got to call a taxi.
Walking along the street, I saw Chunky Langley with a black eye and a bloody nose. I kneeled down to administer first aid, and he clobbered me. Don't ask me why.
I'll tell you why. Because Jeff clobbered him.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. I'm no longer strictly from hunger. I'm the best actress in town.
Well.
Oh, I'd hate to see the worst. Let me see now. Hide the Christmas children carefully, Helen. Be sure the tree... Oh, Alex, I'm going to make a mess of it. I just know I...
Go ahead. I couldn't care less.
Care less? You...
Darling, I don't love Henry Gibson or the Podium Players or Nora the Skylark. I love you. You can be the best or the worst. You can bring the house down or fall off the stage. You're still wonderful. Anybody who says you're not, I'll take him out in the back alley and beat the tar out of him.
Anybody but Chunky Langley. You better leave him to Jeff.
Hurry up, kids. We're going to be late.
How does it feel?
Oh, it's fine. I like my nurse, too.
Well, tell me honestly, was I really good in the play?
Now, look, I told you 50 times you were great.
Was I great because I'm your wife? Or was I great because I was just barely adequate?
Darling, while you were taking your bows, I heard a fellow say, that's the cutest, most talented doll I've ever seen.
Not really.
Word of honor.
Well, who was it?
Me.